Last time on Paint It Black, we actually prepared.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
We really kicked the second 100 episodes off, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were like on top of each other because we had some stuff to do during the week. And we're getting ready for Comic-Con. There's a lot of things
going on. I know, it's the worst time of year for this. It's all hectic.
And it's hot as fucking here.
Lou's really sweating from that Nicki Minaj video.
That's an awful fucking song.
Put your anaconda away there, Lou. Jesus. All
right. That is a great song.
That's a terrible
song. It's not a great song.
That's an awful song.
She's terrible.
I'm going to say it's a great song.
I was digging it so much, and I had such a big smile on my face. I'm looking at Pete and Lou. It's just like, okay, you're not having a good time. Let's just go to do the show now.
It's just fun. It's just fun.
It's not. It's not.
It is.
Come on, Lou. Come on. Come on. Give it up for that ass, though.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The next time, like, fucking there's a terrorist event, if they were to be like, Nicki Minaj and her ridiculous booty videos.
Is this some retarded news?
If we found out it was because of shit like that, I'd be like, yo, it makes total sense.
From what I understand of terrorists, they do enjoy black girls' booties. Who's Osama bin Laden? Loved Whitney Houston.
In secret.
Yeah.
No.
In secret.
Oh, those secrets come out. We all know about his obsession with Whitney Houston now.
Didn't they find him with a ton of porn, too?
Yes.
Probably.
Was it like booty porn? Eat booty?
If ISIS ever got a hold of Nicki Minaj, they would never behead her.
No.
They would stop beheading people.
They'd be much happier.
All of a sudden, they would be like wearing Air Jordans and like tight jeans like Lil Wayne.
Well, then send her over, because that way we avoid all that music.
We'd have to give her
a
Nobel.
We avoid all that war.
Why would we avoid that music? We'd still be here. She's still making it. I'd still watch her videos.
We'd have to give her a Nobel Peace Prize if we sent her over there. I feel like she could end the whole situation.
No, that hurt her ass.
Just the ass.
Yeah.
Whatever surgeon put that in her and
what surgeon?
Yeah, that's all Nicki.
There's before and after photos, my friend.
Talking Mother Nature?
I mean,
Dr. Mother Nature,
implants,
yes.
It's a thing. It's 2014.
What, first JFK, now this? Like, come on.
I'll show you proof.
Bet you can say the moon landing wasn't real either.
No, that's Stanley Cooper.
Listen, you bought it, it's yours.
There's hints about Nicki Minaj's ass in The Shining. If you look closely enough.
Here's Nicki.
All right. All right. So let's do it up.
I think her ass is Star Wars.
You want to,
Street Wars.
What war would that start?
Street Wars.
The War of 1812, I believe.
The war in this room right now.
I believe the War of 1812.
Race war! Race war! It's going down! Shit is going down!
All right. Well, at least it's 2-on-3, right?
Yeah.
All right, and what does Pete count as?
Nothing.
Stuffy white dude.
He's somewhere in the middle.
I'm the Pope. I'm going to go back and have some fucking little altar boy write this up. There'll be a new mandate out tomorrow. Nicki Minaj's ass has started and ended, boys.
He's the dude in the Sir Mix-Up video that's like the white guy with the stuffy shirt, sweating balls. He's like, look at all the booty. Like.
Oh, man.
All right, so you want to intro the old news, Pete?
Yeah, do the news with Lou. You got the theme.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Wait, can I pause it for a second? You guys didn't go around and do your usual introductions.
I think that's what he was saying.
Oh, that shit.
This is like the laziest fucking
too late.
We didn't have a previously on. I'm sweating balls in here.
Yeah. You're by the fucking window.
All right. There's no breeze.
Well, you might be a little warm because you're wearing jeans and shit. Like, that's fucking
There's
rough.
No fucking breeze.
You suggest he takes his pants off?
I'll do
I
it.
I'd be in my boxes. I wouldn't care.
Anyway, all right, let's do that. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
You all know Lou.
Please follow us on Twitter. I am just lonely over there.
You know Pope Ken.
His Eminence.
Introduced himself.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we got Jillian back.
Hello.
There. She hasn't been here in a little while.
Nope, not for hot minute.
Been too drunk or something, right?
Drunk, socializing, busy. I have a life.
Mostly drunk.
Drunk. Yes. / socializing.
All right, can it be both? All right. No. Let's get it started. This first one I think is actually a good idea. Danish restaurant, it's called Hot Buns, sells sex toys along with their burgers.
Do they play Nicki Minaj in the restaurant?
It's Danish, so who knows what the fuck that is.
So, like, do they have, like, combo meals? Like, can I get, like, the Big Mac or their version of that with, like, the 12-inch dildo double-sided, please?
The Big Mac.
I'll take the nuggets and Fleshlight, please.
I don't know if...
Is that called the soft drink?
I don't know.
That actually sounds like an enjoyable night.
Fleshlight full of cola.
Nuggets and a Fleshlight kind of night?
Well, technically,
shit,
like,
I know what I'm doing after this.
You're going to beef up, like, all that food and then start putting things in holes? It's kind of like...
Whatever.
Get stuffed up, man. I don't know.
You get all lazy, you fall asleep with that thing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like McDonald's where you get a toy if you buy the meal. But, well,
18-inch BBC, just...
But number six and some Benoit balls.
It's got...
How are you in my head? Damn it.
It's got like a Hooters kind of thing where it's a bunch of chicks and they're, you know, they're wearing hot pants and tank tops.
I'm fucking around with sex toys.
And on the website, they have apparently pictures of their cleavage. And you're encouraged to try and identify the girls when you see them.
So it's a feminist restaurant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So they're possibly giving out sex toys with their Big Macs, and there's hot girls there. Who is their target market?
Because
I'm confused.
Dudes. I would say chicks.
Dudes, exactly. Because sex toys says girls.
I think.
Whoa! Sex toys could be both. Yes. Yeah. Let's not get carried away. Oh,
yo, who's probably the most in the ER with things up their assholes? Women or guys?
Going by the stories we talk about,
guys.
Dudes.
It's dudes every fucking night.
Every time it's a dude.
And it's always like he had a double A show.
The only time I remember was a chick. It's like, oh, I had my cooch for the 90s.
No. You know what the difference is, though? Chicks are like fucking all about like the process. So they'll go out and they'll go pick up like a nice little butt plug or something like that. Guys like, oh, I'm horny. Let me stick this battery up my ass.
Now, here's another question. Sorry.
Keeps going.
Straight guys
going
or gay
going?
Guys? Are these straight guys or gay guys? They're all guys. It's all guys.
Guys are just impulsive.
I bet you nine times out of ten, those guys in the ER are straight.
Straight. I thought so.
Straight up straight.
Oh, yeah. 100% straight.
Yeah. Doing the foulest things ever because they're repressed. Bunch of weirdos. If they were just gay, they would have got like gay shit out of them then.
Bro, if you go to Reddit, you see what like the majority of the people in this country are up to who are on the internet. And it's not good things. They're a bunch of weirdos, huh?
Oh, 100%.
Bunch of weirdos.
The internet has exposed many a weirdo. That's why we have a show.
The internet is, yeah. Hell yeah. We're definitely one. We're definitely like part of this collection, but it's a collection of weirdos out there.
Oh, no, I don't think we're weirdos. We're just talking about weirdos.
Well, yeah, of course. None of the weirdos on the internet think they're weirdos either, dude.
We enjoy cataloging weirdos. Mm-hmm. That's our weird thing.
True.
Among other things.
Cataloging weirdos.
It's like an audio Barnum and Bailey
circus. It's a good spinoff name.
Thank you. Cataloging weirdos.
This is like audio Ripley's Believe It or Not.
It's like a audio fucking head shop / porn shop.
What?
What?
Yeah, it's like people telling weird stories and fucking sex jokes. And then you have some news stories.
Anyway,
where's the racism coming?
Yeah.
In the South. In the South. It's like a Florida sex shop.
Anyway, Lou, tell us more about this restaurant.
All right, so... apparently, because it's just about to open. Their thing is, first 10 males get free cock ring. First 10 women get free vibrator.
Why do the guys get the cock ring? Shouldn't they get like a Fleshlight or something?
It's a little pricey. Yeah.
Is it a vibrating cock ring?
They're the guys who came up with this ridiculous idea of like fast food / sex toys.
What are the girls getting? A vibrator?
Vibrator.
It's probably cheap. What kind of dumpy bitches?
It's probably a shitty vibrator.
Yeah.
What kind of a dumpy bitch would you take to this place? It's like, hey, well, you know, I feed you for free.
Who's ever... anybody ever actually use a cock ring?
I did on my radio.
Well, I know that story.
Yeah, I've used a vibrating ring before.
Yeah?
100%, yeah.
Well, how were the results?
Weird for me.
Weird
for me.
I imagine Bane saying that.
Is that it? Just weird?
It's a little bit weird. For me.
So, like...
Yeah, I don't know. You, like...
Yay or nay, like...
What do you mean, yay or nay?
For the cock ring.
Like, it depends on what your goal is.
Would you eat at this restaurant if you got a free one?
I mean, I wouldn't go in there to get, like, just a straight-up cock ring.
That's if they handed you one...
That's like an old guy thing.
With your side of onion rings.
That's like an old guy thing. That's like I can't keep my bone.
Wait, what if you could use it to? I put the hot hot.
That's what the cock ring does? It keeps an erection?
Yeah.
And the vibrating one is pleasurable for her or him.
So what's the vibrating? Is the vibrating like tickle your asshole or something?
No, it makes you not. It makes you not probably vibrate too.
Yeah. Yo, Lou, I don't know
what you're. You're the expert guy. You're not divulging any secrets.
I don't know what your anatomy is. You're just like.
Well, I don't know. I still got like.
No, I didn't say that at all. I don't know details. What your anatomy is like though, but no, it doesn't tickle your asshole, bud.
No, the girl's asshole.
The girl's asshole?
Yeah, that's what you meant by it, right?
That's
yeah.
not what I wanted. No. The girl's no.
I think asshole? We're all having sex in wildly different ways.
No, that's not how it works, honey.
He said it. Like, what do you want from me?
I mean, I guess it could tickle her asshole in theory, Lou. Yeah.
If you do oops, that's in there now.
Okay.
All right. This is fucking...
No, wait.
This is a strange conversation.
Oops, it's in there now is Lou's most famous invention.
This is like a restaurant with
next to Fruit Jacks.
No, I didn't invent it. I just...
Serious question.
I named it.
You invented it.
I'm like the dude who discovered the comet and like, oh, I get it. It's named after me now.
You've been going on about oops, it's in there now since college.
Jillian?
Right.
Jillian?
From my understanding... From what I learned in college, the cock ring goes down to the base of your penis. So how far are you going into the other partner's bottom that you'd feel? No,
oh, you're
it's
skewering
not
this
that.
Bitch, man.
It's
you
not,
just get
no,
it.
It's...
No, we're not talking about cock rings. We're talking about the vibrating rings. That's what he was saying going into the asshole.
Right, he's saying there's, yeah.
It's got like a little vibrating.
We ever tell that cock ring story on here?
You should Probably. Tell it.
Oh, that's a great story.
Long story short, I took apart a porno shop, and they had a bunch of sex toys, and I took a bunch of cock rings, and I put one on my stereo dial, and I was, like, flicking it up and down, and it was kind of cool, and one of P-Tech's girlfriends, I was giving her a ride, and she's like, what is this? I'm like, oh, it's a dial cozy, you know? Like, it just, so you can, like, flick, you know, the dial down easy, it's nice on your fingers, and she's like, that's so cool. I was like, here's a pack of them. She's like, awesome. So then Pete walked in the car. She's like, why do you have a cock ring?
We're leaving dinner. She goes, get my keys. And I reach in her bag. I'm like, you got something special planned tonight? Like, why do you have all this? She's like, oh, Brian gave that to me. I'm like, I don't want to know.
Oh man. But, you know, but like, this is like a restaurant. You cannot look at the other patrons in the eye. It's like, well, you ordered the 18-inch
I will look you
BBC
dead in
here.
The eye.
I know you're up to tonight.
Yeah. Well, you don't know. Maybe they give you like a doggy bag.
That sounds dirtier than anything I've
heard. As long as the doggy bag isn't buzzing.
That's like the dirtiest thing I've
heard
so far.
It's a little Happy Meal box.
When you order like the fucking 18-inch BBC, they come out with it in like a fucking bottle,
that's the
Baconator. A bottle of ice with like... No, it's like ordering a bottle at the fucking bar. They come out with like sparklers on it.
The staff crowds around and sings to you. Like TGI Fridays on your
they
birthday.
They do a whole dance routine.
You dress it up like a banana split.
Oh my god. Like, what if you ordered your burger or your, you know, like you'd order your sex toy? So, like, the triple Baconator obviously is the 18-inch BBC, right? Like, I'm saying, like, that was like the whole point of the restaurant. Like, you just ordered what you ordered was.
I'll have a Whopper, wink, wink.
Mm-hmm. Like,
that
sure,
kind of thing?
Yeah. They're like, sure you will. Yo, Mac, get this guy a fucking 22-inch cock ring.
That's not a bad size for a dude, right? 22-inch cock ring?
Well, it's just to make you feel good about yourself. They have big sizes.
It's like you order the fish filet. It's just like, yeah, get him the old blow-up woman. Like,
yo, Mac, Antonio Banderas blow-up doll. Side of fries.
One of the old ones that, like, they're, you know, like, the you blow it up, the arms and the fucking legs.
The ones we were talking about last week with the bent elbows.
Yes.
So you can put a smoke and a drink in front of her.
Now, if you order Surf and Turf with a side of Chardonnay, do they give you one of those real girl dolls?
They serve alcohol in this place, too?
Yeah, they give you a high class hooker.
Yeah. I'll give you a real girl doll.
Yo, Mac, get your sister.
This should be in the This should be in the red light district, this place. This should be all in one stop. You get your sex toys, your hookers.
Where is this again? It's Danish?
Danish.
Denmark.
Yeah, it's
Denmark.
In the country of Dana. Yeah.
In Denmark, sweetheart.
Who, ironically, is the sister who will blow you under the table.
This week on Living in America, we're going to Denmark.
Dana.
I'll cue it up.
Oh, I got this one. Fifth grade comes in handy.
Is gonna get gross.
That restaurant would be very gross. Next story.
Yeah, I think we covered that enough.
Especially because they're gonna be serving like fish and fucking weird cheese plates.
The fish is a bad idea.
It's all hot dogs and donuts. That's all you can order there. Genitalia shaped food. You want a taco or a corn dog?
And you know, if you work there, you just freak hot out because like the 200th guy came in, put the hot dog in the donut hole. Like, oh yeah, it's like, get out, faggot.
Do you want the taco or do you want the hot dog? Taco, hot dog.
I want a taco dog.
Actually, on the low, a taco full of hot dog would be cool. Like you put like a relish and all that stuff in like a taco shell with the hot dog would be sweet.
It's called being bisexual.
Like a crunchy taco.
This is not sexual.
Brian swings up both ways.
Dude, this is straight up a meal. I feel like, you know, like get a nice piping hot taco shell.
Dude, like the stuffed meats.
Oh yeah.
All right. This is now going gay.
Oh, what's the next story?
All right, so this is some real stupid bitch who's going to be featured on a new show on TLC. It's called...
You know your life is going...
Outrageous 911.
Oh, that's...
Outrageous 911!
That's like half the news stories we do. Oh, yeah. Here.
But this is the...
I lit my house on fire because there was a spider.
No, but you know your life is going to bad places if you're on fucking a TLC show.
On so, Outrageous 911?
Isn't Honey Boo Boo a TLC show?
Yeah, yes.
Look where they are.
You know, but the Learning Channel, everyone. The Learning Channel.
Last time I watched Honey Boo Boo, she had Han Solo and Carbonite.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
And Luke Skywalker came and ended the show.
So, what this bitch did was she heard some kind of thump outside. She goes to investigate it and sees... which appears to be a black bear.
Lock the door.
Well, this dumb bitch decides to go outside because she's an animal lover. And because it's not moving, and she tells the 911 operator that it looks flatter than a fritter.
What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, lady? It looks flatter than a fritter.
That's exactly how it sounded.
Too hot outside for the pepper.
It means she didn't get a good education, right?
She decides that she doesn't want to wait for the cops to show up. She's going to try and resuscitate this
thing. I knew it!
Mouth to mouth?
Yes.
On a bear?
Yes.
Mauled in the face.
First of all.
Mauled in the face.
Let's just take a minute out to think about what a grizzly bear's breath would smell like.
Oh, salmon.
Hot. Mm. Like the garbage pail of a Chinese restaurant.
I mean, like...
on a hot summer day.
Bad salmon.
Rotten flesh, I guess, because they get stuck in their teeth and stuff.
God, like yeah. The rottenest flesh.
Picture a dog breath times 10.
Picture the biggest dog you could ever think of times 10.
Like a sun-dried used condom.
So anyway, she doesn't have a face anymore?
Here's the thing. Like, she gets off the phone with the cops and does CPR.
The cops like, don't touch the bear, lady. And
flatter than a fritter.
I'm then just going to get her.
Then she's inspecting it.
I don't think and that's a good idea.
Don't
lady.
You know?
I'm just taking
oh,
a
don't
nap.
You know?
And don't you know? She calls him back and be like, sorry, I wasted your time. It was a rug.
A rug? A bear rug?
Yes.
How like, her, it was her rug? Find enough for stupid people.
Did someone, like, catapult a rug onto her fucking deck? Or
I don't know. It was, like, one of those fucking
bearskin rug?
Yeah.
Why? First wait, was there one out there before?
No, someone just dropped it on her lawn.
That's first, fucking awesome.
Yeah, someone's gonna.
Never mind. I got myself a free bearskin rug. Woohoo! Hot diggity the dog.
And she's stupid. Like she didn't obviously assume that it was fucking dead because it was fucking paper
let's say
thin.
She
like,
did revive a bear.
I like to think it was rolled up.
Then
like
you
rug,
have
like
an angry
carpet.
Bear.
Slick the head.
No, she thinks the bear's gonna be thankful.
She's trying to first of all, the bear. I mean, I'm not going outside to resuscitate
did you see,
no bear.
Nobody saw the thing where the guy saved the drowning bear.
No.
No. Got yeah, he was like a cop. He like jumped into a river to save a drowning bear. First of all, I thought bears could swim.
Right.
But not this one,
anyway,
he's stupid.
He had this motherfucker like and he was swimming along like he would swim along with a person. It looked like he was carrying like a real big fat guy out of the water.
And was the bear grateful?
It didn't fuck him up.
That's a grateful
that's
bear.
That's grateful bear.
Thank you.
I
will
won't
spare
maul
your life this time.
I won't maul your face.
Do you have any garbage?
You got any salmon dipped in honey?
First of all,
you knew he was grateful
because
he was rainbow colored.
Is the gourmet meal of the bear?
Like you knew he was grateful because he was rainbow colored. He was just walking, 2D walking. Grateful Dead.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
That's so terrible. It gave me cancer.
Zing. That was a zinger, folks.
I wish I had that little drum set.
It had a little kick to it, but not much. All right. So everyone knows Kickstarter.
Knows it, loves it.
Prominently featured on South Park
this
week.
And this is the kind of
what
thing
the that hell is that?
I've been considering. I'm like, let me do some stupid shit on Kickstarter just to get money for just anything. Because we've done stories about dumb shit where people get a couple $1,000.
Again, this week on South Park.
And in return, I'll give you a squirrel army. This, was that guy trying to raise a squirrel army?
Squirrel army.
Yeah.
That might have been that wasn't an Indiegogo. That was Kickstarter. Yeah.
Well, this guy, he just wanted $10 to do... to get the materials for potato salad for his party.
That's not much potato salad.
Well, I'll throw him a buck.
Okay, here's the thing.
What are you getting in return?
He got $5,500.
No. So he got 55K, Lou. Learn your numbers, kid.
Oh, sorry.
$55,000?
That got way more impressive.
Yeah. $5,500 is like a decent amount. $5,000 is life-changing money. Like,
yeah.
I need $25 to make some tacos on Tuesday, everyone.
That means your party just got way cooler.
You should be opening up a potato salad shop at this point.
Well, now he's throwing an epic potato salad party with that...
Yeah, like the cost of that party is like $600.
Legal obligation.
And what were the perks?
It doesn't say what he offered because I mean,
he was looking for
$10.
I assume it's like a thank you note or a taste of the potato salad.
Saying, I'm saying it's probably a scoop. Probably like,
everyone gets a scoop.
Yeah.
Which, by the way,
there you go. Here's a potato salad.
55,000 people.
Can I explain how he got $55,000? Because if he was offering a taste of his potato salad, it sounds like. A sexual euphemism, so he might have to put out some guys.
It's a new Nicki Minaj.
I don't know if that's in the Kickstarter rules. You have to do a sexual euphemism.
Yeah, sad potato salad. I want my potato salad.
He doesn't even
no legal obligation to follow through with.
All he has to do is make potato salad.
So he's actually...
And he's good.
He's actually, I guess, being nice, spending some of it on the party.
He's spending $1,200 on
this
party.
Here's the thing. He doesn't even have to buy all the materials because Idaho Potato is sponsoring him now.
Nice.
And is donating, like, all the potatoes.
God damn it.
Why
can't they just do him a favor and just donate the potato salad?
Although, I think...
Seriously.
Here's the thing. I think this is possibly links to an old story. This is why that bitch was trying to steal $80 worth of mayo.
Oh, shit, yeah. That lady got caught.
Coincidence?
Well, he went the smart route.
I don't know.
No, dude, just start.
He crowdfunded.
We'll start a Kickstarter in like 2-3 weeks. We'll get our mayo. I want it now.
Right. But I want to do. Look,
he's got to be grateful because how broke do you have to be to have to kickstart potato salad?
I know.
Not even like a potato salad company, but like.
Does he live in a bowl of
potato salad?
Wait, I wanna eat. Does he live in a trailer or a double wide?
I'm gonna kickstart every meal I eat from that.
Yeah,
one.
Dude, you should kickstart
Taco
like,
Tuesday.
Tuesday, I feel like tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
Wednesday, maybe pizza, and then just kickstart it in the order.
Yeah,
yeah.
You might make way more money than you think.
I'm kind of tempted to try it.
Pancake Sunday, chocolate chip, blueberry, pecan.
We all should really just. Every one of us just start a stupid ass Kickstarter. Mine will be maybe like a,
oh, I got one.
Bear shark awareness.
Yep.
Mine's gonna
and I'll
be...
print up like posters.
This sounds like a competition.
Yeah.
No, let's do it. Let's go around with your Kickstarter.
Who can make the most money on a dumb Kickstarter.
Let's just do everyone else go around. Ken?
I'm gonna do plastic tip shoelace repair fund.
Can you do that? Can you?
What? That's pretty good.
Can you fix the plastic tips on shoelaces?
That's pretty good.
No,
you can't even do it.
Hear that, everybody? Don't donate to that one.
Is this money to get your plastic tip shoelaces?
I already have a Kickstarter that's bigger and better than anybody's.
I will
Roman Catholic Church donations.
Once they break, they are very annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but new shoelaces aren't...
That kind of tops what I had in mind.
Usually at that point, your shoe's shot anyway.
If he sets his goal at $5, maybe he'll get, you know, 100.
Well, we should set a number before we start this competition.
Yeah, I'm looking for $1.50.
I'll give you, like, was it $10 for a personalized irate email of someone you don't like?
Ooh,
how
nice.
About $20 for a fucking Skype?
For a phone call.
I gotta work my way up to the rando phone call.
For
18,000, I'll fly to wherever you are, and I'll personally tell a person to go fuck themselves.
Does that include breakups?
Yo,
I don't care what the deal is.
Like, quitting jobs,
breaking up.
We should seriously start that business.
That actually sounds like something that people would invest in.
Pete, we talked about that. The breakup app.
We'd be making calls, breakup app. $50 a call. Like, yo, fuck you.
You know what, how much money? Like, if that was actual service, like I'd just be like, yo, let me go get Pete. Like, it's 3 in the morning. Let me go fucking get this guy to give him a phone call in the middle of the night. Like, yo, fuck you, click.
No, Pete and I have actually discussed this.
I would
this.
Like your business card.
Brett, Pete and I have actually discussed this. We're going to create an app that allows you to break up with someone.
Well, to be fair, now that Brian's offering this, I'd like to keep your services on retainer.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, if you also would like me to say other things, that's in another bracket. You have to be
That's why I'll pay you weekly to kind of do my bidding with this.
A full service, not just apps, not just text messages, like showing up on people's doors, like the full business model.
Hey, my name is Brian. Jill broke up with you, bitch. Yeah. Wrong away.
For $7,500. Oh,
by the way, fuck you.
For $7,500, we'll follow him home from work.
P.S.
No. For an extra $2,000.
Do you really understand how many... like people would buy that guy's fuck you. Like, he'd be getting like dun 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 fuck you, and then like 10 minutes later da 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 fuck you.
Right.
For an extra $2,000, slap in the face.
Yeah. So it'll be more than 2K.
No, you can't hit people because at that point it's like crime.
Then it's assault.
$50,000.
But he will go up to somebody and be like, fuck you, nigga. Real niggas eat booty. Real niggas eat booty. Dude's like,
we'll send a black guy to do that one. Like,
okay. Well, you can do it to a white guy.
That one's just for
white people.
100%.
You gotta specify the race of your victim.
Right.
It might be an edgy job for a black person to just randomly go somewhere and tell someone to go fuck themselves. I mean, especially in the state of Florida, they wouldn't want to do that shit. Like,
you can get the black guy to be the one that say real niggas eat booty.
True.
He'll be the booty guy.
So, and you want an app to break up people?
P and I have discussed this, both of us. We talked about this in the past. We want an app to help you break up people.
I'll break up. You give me like
pretty much the same way that you're talking about.
It's randos just go to people's houses. Like,
no, you just hit the app.
Hit the app. This is my situation. You hit A, B, C, or D, and it will text that person or do whatever and activate the breakup.
I would
handle all things. Any follow-up conversations, the app will take care of it.
Then it deletes all numbers and contact info.
I would be so on board if you had like B, C, and A-list celebrities doing it, though. It's like...
It's James Franco calling you.
It all depends on the money, right?
Hi, I'm Dave Franco. You've been dumped.
It all depends on the money. Like I only spend like $500. You get Adam Scott. Boom.
It's like, I would do that.
That guy, he's from so many things. Yeah.
The guy from Parks and Recreation just broke up with me.
No.
Shit, I only got $10. Barry Horowitz? Fuck. The Brooklyn Brawler? Damn.
Premier level, Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune.
Why did Daniel Baldwin just call me?
I didn't pay him.
Fucking Donnie Wahlberg calls me up out of the blue.
For real cheap, I think it was a Patrick Swayze soundboard.
Phil Hellmuth, the poker player. Weird.
Wait, is that the guy who plays Bill Compton on True Blood?
Like $800, Patrick Stewart just totally breaks up with you like crazy.
That'd be amazing.
Or William Shatner, $1,000.
Boom.
It's over.
Shatner probably already does this. You guys are going to get a cease and desist letter.
See, this is good. This is good shit right here.
All right, Jillian, is yours going to be the app?
Jack Black said the song.
Dangerously close to...
It's over.
It's dangerously close to fuck you.
I know, but I have it on record. Pete has heard me talk about this app. I want this app to happen.
Are you guys partners?
We're partnering up on it.
Because here's the thing.
We came up with this idea...
like 3 years ago.
Forever ago.
All right. But here's the thing, like...
Well, the fuck you app brought you to the next level here. What are you gonna celebrity angle?
What are you gonna offer people when they donate?
You guys are so niche.
Oh no! Obviously, you want us to help you with a future breakup or a current breakup.
Yeah.
Gratis.
We bring it to the next level. The fuck you app has now celebrities involved in it.
Absolutely, low level celebrities, and we'll quit your job for you.
Fine. In addition to that, I also like to have the bitch. Where are you going out wearing that for? App.
Are you Steve's boss?
The quitting job app.
Yeah. Quitting job app.
Fuck you, he's not
that's factored in there.
No, this is all on our app. You guys have that little data.
You didn't have an app.
No.
We came up with the app. You came up with Brian goes to your house and says some shit.
No, we're well past that.
Yeah. Stallone.
Alright, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do. We'll hammer this out after. Let's get through this news.
We're going to fight to the death.
Next week, we'll have the full business Kickstarter plans. Pages going.
Okay. We're doing right, this. This is happening. Guys.
That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's over.
Yo, I've got the worst Arnold impression.
Let's hear it.
I was watching Terminator 2 with Courtney, and the whole time, she's like, "Ah, I was smushed your head." Like, just the entire, I knew it was bad, but I was just like,
"This is my favorite line in Terminator 2.
Smoosh your head.
Right. She was pissed.
All right, so what's the next story now? I didn't even, what the hell were we even talking about?
The
Kickstarter potato salad.
Yeah, that was a good idea. Good going, fella.
Good for you.
55.
Let me tell you something. He doesn't have to throw a party.
He has to have a pool full of potato salad.
That better be the best damn potato salad anyone ever tasted.
Is it German potato salad?
There's no detail.
There's multiple types of potato salad.
If you want to know, go on Kickstarter and throw him a couple bucks.
I will.
But he doesn't need it.
I mean, because he needs more money for bacon.
I'm just going to set him potato salad without any like dry ice or anything.
Bacon is not that cheap if you're making like...
Yeah, German potato salad requires
several
bacon.
$1,000 worth of
I think any kind of potato salad requires bacon.
That
really.
Makes it German, saying, my understanding.
Like, I thought that's it was where the money German. Is.
I thought it was the skin.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, let's go. So we got this guy whose name is Calvin Wank. What do you think he got in trouble for?
Somebody's wank?
Wanking it.
Wanking it.
Seriously?
Ding, 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 ding. Here's the thing. So cliche, the guy went to a fucking truck stop.
Glory hole?
No, but he's just in his car. I guess he was hoping that people would see him, like, jacking off.
That was going to get him off.
And then they would be like, oh, hey, like... No, while you're at it.
My coworker was telling me that she was driving next to a dude on the LIE one time, and she, like, looked over, and he was fucking playing with himself. And he, like, follows her now. He, like, will, like, try to catch up, so he'll, like, catch her eye and stuff like that. Like, some guys are...
Because that's his wanking buddy now.
Yeah, he, like, that's his victim.
That's why you don't look people in the eye on the subway either, because that will happen.
This dude is 56 years old.
I'm too big and menacing to have people, like, into that. They'd be like, man...
I hate to break this up. I did go to Kickstarter and type in potato salad.
Yeah.
A lot of people are into this now.
Yeah, we're not in the potato salad biz. We're well above the potato salad biz.
I'm just saying there's a lot of people making a lot of money off potato salad. Back to masturbation.
Shit. All right, so this dude is 56. No spring chicken. And, just to describe how he looks. Well, first of all, they caught him. They eventually caught him, and, he's wearing, like, smudged lipstick and eyeshadow.
Goodbye. Oh.
Like, he straight up looks like...
Buffalo Bill?
Big fat person.
Yes, he looks like Buffalo Bill.
I mean,
like, if he kept aging until today.
Oh, God, it's hard.
This guy did not get prettier with makeup.
No, he is...
He didn't hide his imperfections.
He looks like... Somebody beat the shit out of Mick Jagger.
He looks like the Joker.
Somebody fucked Mick Jagger up.
Oh my god.
He is gnarly. Like... Buffalo Bill.
He looks
right?
like Buffalo Bill 2014.
Yeah.
You can obviously tell he's not wearing a shirt in his fucking picture.
Yeah, so. That's his mugshot. The guy was probably fucking wearing a summer dress, and he was like slowly pulling each arm off.
Did you fucking
so gnarly. Ugh. Yuck.
And this is the guy that was following her?
No, he was just in a truck stop spanking it, hoping to get a customer, I guess.
Oh, God.
Or just hoping to get some
looks. He
was
probably saying that exact quote.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Would you fuck me?
Such a white guy crime, too.
And the fucking, the lifting is just all over.
Like, Joker style? Like,
smeared,
on his teeth. Why is every creepy sexual fucking pervert a white guy?
Because we're just creepy. I don't know.
Because we have nothing better to do.
You want to know why? Because, like, I think other ethnicities have a lot more problems than just, like,
I think they have a lot more pride.
Like, we're slinging cocaine to make money to, like, make ends meet.
White guys have a lot of struggle spare crime.
But that's what I'm saying.
Struggle crime.
You guys have pleasure crimes.
Have a lot more, they have a lot more pride, though. Like, a brother will get caught fucking selling fucking crack on the street and not be ashamed of it. No brother would get caught fucking with his dick out playing with himself. Out it's just not like acceptable.
Well, this is transition.
She's white
crimes
making ends meet.
White crimes, pleasure crimes. You have time to develop
That's creepy and stupid.
White people got for him, time it's on pleasurable. Their hands,
for him, it's pleasurable. I didn't the say suburbs, for us it was.
The suburbs are where the scary crimes happen.
Well, now
not
he's,
the ghetto.
Now he's yeah. gonna have somebody watching him jerk off all the time in fucking prison.
That'd be the worst roommate. I'd be like, Jesus Christ, who'd you think me with?
I'd break both of his arms.
He is undoubtedly like.
That's your solution. That's the solution.
Yeah, Calvin, come here. Give me that arm.
I would have to, because otherwise you're gonna wake up and he's breathing on the back of your neck.
Yeah, and then I'd wake up a second time and he'd be doing.
I'm
gonna
choke
left
you out if you do that again.
Like, I thought I taught you this lesson already. Boom!
I've made some toilet wine. Would you like some toilet wine? Like,
I'll drown him in that too.
That's just piss.
Yes. I'll drink it.
I'm drunk on it.
It's sterile.
Would you drink it?
I drink it.
Alright, let's go on to the next crazy.
This guy's a fucking creep though. I'm creeped out already.
Alright, so let's go on to some good news. Or, I don't know if it's good news, but
better
like
news?
The
better
luckiest news motherfucker ever.
The potato guy?
Luckier than that, I think.
Really?
Okay. So, we're in Berlin.
And it's already sounding kind of unlucky.
So, we have this gambler, and police are on the lookout for him. They find him on the slots. And like, as they're telling him that he needs to either pay $900 in a fine or go to jail for 2.5 months.
He wins.
Ding, 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 ding. And he wins, like, just enough to pay the fine.
Here you go.
And it's like, okay.
You take change.
Pays the fine on the spot and just walks away for you.
Can I get what a was his fine, for that? Though?
The fine was $900.
For what?
Like, for what?
What did he do?
Parking tickets?
It doesn't say, it just says he had an arrest warrant. But
he was a low-level
warrant.
Gambler, is what it did.
He was there naked.
Yeah.
He probably owed him.
In Germany, you definitely don't want the naked people running around.
No.
There's some sick shit happening.
There's probably like food credits.
Hostels.
It's like I fucked the dog.
Hostels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Germans are weird, man.
You got any more?
One more. This guy's a real piece of shit. All right, so we already hated the ice bucket
challenge.
That's
why I love when Lou does this.
This guy is a piece of shit. Ice bucket challenge already, like, you hate the guy. And then you find out that the fucking dude included his 10-month-old granddaughter.
Whoa!
So he dumped a bucket
asshole
of ice
on a baby?
On a fucking baby.
No! Whoa!
Did the baby
fucking
die?
Idiot.
The baby didn't die, but now, like, there are... He's not even facing charges yet, but it's, like, pending.
Dude, yeah.
I saw when friend of the show Danielle did it. She had her tiny chihuahua in her arms.
She did that shit?
Yeah.
What a lame-o.
My response
was so terrible, I think you gave me cancer.
Be sure to mock her for that.
No. You
see her.
My response was, I don't get my hair wet for no one, no way. Here's $100. Get off my back.
That's the black in you.
I got nominated and said no.
When I first learned
that was the black in you. Saw that.
I feel like every black woman who took the ice bucket challenge ended up on one of those like fucking outtake videos.
They donated money.
We're like,
they did.
A lot of women,
I do not get my
hair
wet.
Hair. A lot of women like
no.
screamed and like yelled and fell. And
someone came. I remember when we first talked about this. If someone came up to me and gave me the ice bucket challenge, I'd be like, why do I get a double bucket award on myself? Because that's the challenge. I'm like. First of all, I have a Kickstarter for the fuck you page.
I'm going to give you one for free. Fuck you.
Fuck you, dude. You don't have to pay for that one. That was fucking on the house.
That was gratis.
That's on the house.
That was gratis. Yes.
That's $18 right there on the house.
That's a free fuck you.
Yep. I hope everyone who did the ice bucket challenge follows it up with the boiling water challenge.
Oh, god damn. Because
fuck y'all.
Do you guys want to hear one more quick thing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let's do it.
Everyone knows James Earl Jones. Right.
No, who's he?
Darth Vader.
The Lion King.
I was being sarcastic.
All right, so apparently, because he's such a star, whenever he does any current projects, people are so intimidated to be working with him that he has to break down the wall before they get into production.
He sucks down some helium so he doesn't sound so damn scary and awesome.
Even if he sucked down helium, he'd still come out James Earl. So, helium, it bends the laws of nature. Helium goes away.
His voice still sounds like honey poured on thunder.
Yeah. Truth. That's very good.
It's true.
Apparently, on the set of Finder's Fee, which I've never seen.
Nobody has.
Can you imagine if Morgan Freeman had his voice, though? Like, just that epicness of it. Because I feel that
the Penguin movie done by James Earl Jones.
Who? But I'm saying, like, the thing that's
are you
really,
saying combine the two voices?
Yeah, because he's the face of God, really. But the voice.
No,
of God.
Morgan Freeman's voice is silky smooth.
Do you remember the Penguin movie?
The man's a national treasure.
But James Earl Jones is that voice commands power.
Oh yeah, James Earl Jones could probably like sell you anything. I mean, the other guy.
That'd be
Morgan
a fun
Freeman.
Project. Somebody out there on the internet switch voices. Mm-hmm. Like somebody who does a mean Morgan Freeman, start laying in those vocals over James Earl Jones' voices, and vice versa.
But apparently, I'm gonna.
I am your father.
I'm gonna butcher this, but he's like.
This is CNN.
But James Earl Jones goes up to the star, who's too intimidated to play the role right, and he's like, you know, Luke, I am your father. Motherfucker.
No!
That makes me happy.
So, like, he makes them giggle and then they're cool with it?
Yeah. And then they can, you know.
That makes me very
happy. That's awesome. But what if your favorite film by him is Cry the Blood of the Country? There's no funny version of that.
What if your favorite film is Coming to America?
What if it's The Sandlot?
Akeem is already.
The royal dick is clean, sire. Like,
he came to sow his royal oats!
I'm gonna watch that, like, right now.
It's on right now, actually.
Listen, Jack.
Right this second.
It's on right now. I was on before I came down
Listen,
here.
Listen, Jack, this is America, okay?
Is that like a Thanksgiving-ish?
Dottie, sick 'em.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's a holiday movie, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like...
Thanksgiving, Christmas-y.
It's not... Actually, has nothing to do with the holidays. Really.
But we all like it.
It takes place around that.
Trading Places, again, with Eddie Murphy, that's more of a holiday movie because it ends up with Christmas.
Randolph!
We're
back!
It's like Dan Aykroyd wearing the Christmas outfit, that Santa outfit going, yeah!
Don't they have a holiday party?
That movie had straight blackface.
Nah?
No, not
He's just doing a little get together and then turned to an engagement party. Right,
Pete, you got any stupid people?
Let's do some stupid people. You might want to.
Again, here at Fuck
Stupid
You,
people.
We're giving say. Away. Pete, fuck you.
Another freebie?
$18 credit to Mr. One, mm-hmm. one Pete Berg.
That's right.
All right, it's a light, light week this week because we recorded late for last week.
True.
So not a lot of stupid shit has happened. So I scraped the bottom of the barrel and found these. We have a California couple who did a drive-by on McDonald's.
Like getting food?
Or shooting it up.
Drive by, not drive through.
They shot it up.
With a BB gun.
I'll take a number 9.
So pretty much they bounced BBs off of hurricane-proof glass.
Pretty much over the fact that they didn't get ketchup.
You son of a bitch ass for ketchup.
Were they ketchup Nazis out in California?
A commodity.
Somebody forgot to give them ketchup. They drove by with a BB gun. Shot up the place. Let's see. Police showed up. They found two small holes in the glass and a BB near the window.
It's not exactly swish cheesing it.
Yo, but
all you heard was, Papa, don't hit me no more.
McDonald's, man. All their burgers.
The Biggie reference.
I got it.
Well, she looked a little confused.
Was it for McDonald's? All their stuff comes with ketchup anyway, and the fries are not no sans ketchup, man. The fries are good enough to stand on their own.
I will oil say, and salt.
I've seen that they do have this new policy where it's like you can get max 2 ketchups per thing.
No, that's like,
fuck
that's,
you.
That's the dipping sauces, and
fuck
they, and like because people would come there and just be like, I'll take like 25 sweet and sours, please.
Honey Dijon.
I would never give somebody 25 sweet and sours.
Well, you're a cheap motherfucker.
Yeah. And they're poor. Buy it.
Well, guess where they caught the people?
Florida.
Walmart.
Ken got it.
It was,
Walmart in Florida?
No. They found them down the road. They found the car. Somebody identified the car. And in the car, they found BBs, BB guns, and McDonald's wrappers.
And just a beehive.
And they were, some detective put all that together and went,
nice.
There they are.
Was it Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, he really
Dick Tracy.
Sherlock
was on it.
It's Matthew McConaughey going, it's complete, sir.
Sounds like a white trash sounds like a white trash crime. Where would the white trash go? Walmart.
There they are.
Boom.
Solved. Case closed.
Boom. Yummy.
Tonight, like, Law and Order.
That would have been the easiest case in the world
Arkansas.
To fucking solve. You go in, you're like, where's the nearest Walmart? You're like, 3 clicks down the road there, sir.
Next to McDonald's.
They're going to be over there in the parking lot somewhere. You're going to find the car, there's going to be rappers, there's going to be BBs, there's going to be a BB gun. Look in the store for the fucking 2 ugliest people.
One's going to be really fat and the other one's going to be unimaginably
just find
fat.
The people trying to buy ketchup.
If you see a guy looking at prices going, oh shit.
Yeah, find the couple haggling over ketchup.
Oh. Haggling over.
And arrest them.
That's a good fucking price.
They got Heinz, that's the good shit. You got Hunt's?
$1.77 for a fucking bottle of ketchup? What is this?
Wait, one is going to be so skinny that they're going to look like a skeleton missing all their teeth. And the other one's going to be so morbidly obese, he's going to look like Stay Puff. Also with no teeth.
No, both of them.
The woman's the heavy one, right?
Yes.
It's always the woman who's the heavy one.
A meth head would have fucking had a real gun.
No, they're clearly not meth heads.
No,
but whenever you see those redneck couples, it's always huge lady, tiny little guy with no teeth.
A meth head would have had a real gun handle. He would have sold the metal already. He would have like...
No, you need
no firing
pins.
He would sell the bullets before he would sell like the...
Look, this is well on into the meth addiction. It's just like, just a handle. It's like, give me my fucking ketchup.
No, he uses the teeth that fell out of his mouth as the bullets. Like, that's when you're well into
meth addiction. That's so gross, dude. Like,
that is a meth addiction.
Somebody made like teeth buckshots.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I gave him the money.
That's a molar. That's going to kill
me,
someone.
But it was so threatening the way he was pointing his handle at me.
Yo.
You know I could throw this pretty hard.
He came at me with a jug. Sir,
please don't throw that.
He came at me.
I bruise easily.
He came at me.
My break skin.
He came at me with a jug with X's on it.
Yeah. Yo, you know, I want to fucking pepper in that ratata, like just into normal conversations.
Give me a sample, and Brian,
it's like, it's like, Pete, what did you do yesterday? Ratata.
It's not even ratata.
No, keep that going.
I just want to say it even more fucked up than it already is.
I'm curious, like, why?
Just to be an asshole.
Oh, I've done it. I've done it.
All right, give me
a dick.
Give me a sampling here. Start a conversation.
So I said, like, how was your day, Pete? Ratata.
So my day was pretty good. I went to the store, bought some new pair of pants.
New pair of pants. Ra ta 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 ta.
Too much ta ta ta.
Yeah, khakis. Ra-ta-ta. Yeah, it was on sale.
On sale. Ra ta 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 ta.
You're doing a thing.
What are you talking about? Ra ta 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 ta.
Have you developed a stutter?
A stutter ta 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 ta.
So in 1944, we found Auschwitz.
Is this really what you? Right. Is this really what you guys talk about? Khakis on sale.
Ratata.
Right.
All right. So what's going on with stupid people here?
All right. Let's do the next one. A man from China named Kai Zhu.
Is it a Tekken character? Like what?
K A I X U. So.
And Mr. Chinaman
Way. By the way, I was gesturing for that kind of sound effect and I got handed beer, which was also great, but Brian, how many like horrible Asian stereotype things do you have on your computer?
I don't think he has that much.
None, he's got them all upstairs.
Because he says so many in real life.
I think I'm the only one with any kind of Asian shit.
Well, thank you, Lou.
Look, when it comes to Asian people, we could all agree on two things.
Brian will out-Asian
industrious
you.
And hardworking, right?
Absolutely.
I was going to say...
Great building railroads.
I was going to say smart and can throw fireballs.
No, great...
I like yours better.
Great building...
Oh, you can...
Pete?
See, I was going to go with good at math and able to fucking turn into a ninja on demand.
No, right. I got
they
three.
They get poof, and all of a sudden nothing but a log of wood is there.
They're like, this guy bothering you, ninja star to the face.
Nope, I got three. Great at doing nails.
Okay.
Great at dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Great at building railroads. Oh, and one more.
Oh, wow.
One more. Great dog catchers.
Wait, but really? They weren't so good at building the railroad so much as like laying the track down.
All right. Let's get up the Asian people for a second.
You know what's funny? Like, everyone was like, Cats, you're the racist against Asian.
And
everyone just had carte blanche to say whatever the fuck they wanted to say.
The fucking dry cleaning.
In fairness, I said nice things.
Spot on. I wouldn't trust. If I walked into a place and it was like white people, I would be like,
what?
Turn around and leave. If I don't walk into a dry cleaning place and see an Asian face, I can't trust them.
Well, anyway, let's get to this because there's a part of the story I want you guys to guess.
Okay.
He's 26. Kai Zhu was arrested at the airport. Man from China arrested at the airport.
They found his Dragon Balls, huh?
Turtles in his pants.
I got nothing.
Since he was Kai Zhu, he was probably arrested by A Jaeger. What nice. Level kind
nice, of nice. Ken obviously read this story because he had turtles in his pants.
Yeah.
Turtles?
He like tried all to, in his pants?
He was trying to smuggle 51 turtles.
Into Canada.
I'm
why not just get a boat take that shit to
after
Asia
after he was stopped
America.
In Canada, they promptly apologized and let him in with his 51 turtles.
I have a question.
Nah, oh, sorry, they do, like, they do weird things in Asia.
Just want
to
make sure those weren't snappers.
Yeah.
Is his name Splinter?
He's like his
codename Splinter.
No, it's Kaizu.
Kaizu Splinter?
No.
He had 51 turtles in
He's trying to build a whole family.
Strapped to his legs and thighs.
Look, I'm trying to say that Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Raphael did not wrap that shit up. And they had some offspring.
You,
he's 57 got other ones.
You know what's funny?
47 ones.
Look, when we were saying all that shit, like you said the 51 turtles. I thought that was like a stereotype or something like that. I was like, all right, 51 turtles. All right.
House of 51 turtles.
Turtle soup. All right. It's good.
Okay. What was the repercussions? Or
this afternoon.
Happened? Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
I don't know. He got in some trouble. I didn't. Wow. Honestly, this article is like
he lost much on
really fucking wrong.
Cost this guy a pinky.
He had
That's
to commit,
Japan. This is China.
He committed seppuku
again. Japan.
It basically, like alluded to the fact that in China they do in not even China in Asia as a whole they do weird things with fucking reptiles. They were like willing to eat these turtles.
They said pets and food. These could be used.
Yeah. These crazy people I saw
and hair accessories.
These crazy people eat
and
like
aphrodisiacs.
These people eat like endangered rhinoceros horn, and to, like they think it's gonna like get their dick bigger or
seahorse.
Cure cancer. It's like
seahorse.
Apparently, rhinoceros horn is like it's a be all end all. It's like whatever really ails you.
And it's an endangered animal, so you can't like.
They straight up saw that shit off and leave them to die
and kill them. Yeah, they're poaching it.
It's fucked up.
At
shit.
Least give them a replacement.
You saw that.
No, place. They die. It's like they chirp.
No, but like here.
That kills them?
Because they want to get all of the things. It's a super crime
over
in Africa.
It's 100% illegal, so they're fucking doing it quick. They're like hitting them with a crazy amount of tranquilizer. The thing falls over and they just like hack the fucking thing off its nose.
And then I mean like, do they die because they can't defend themselves?
They die
or?
Because they leave them there to fucking bleed out. Because
they
want to
get all the horns, so they just straight up like chop.
They chop the face.
Nose.
Just
yeah.
chop.
Yeah.
Every
out.
Inch of that
and
shit's priceless.
There's a guy who has a
I read about this. A way to do it,
yeah,
it
grows back.
Where it grows back, yeah, and it's humane.
But he can't legally sell it because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All over the world.
Damn.
But really, all the world, they really only
it would save
Asia,
the rhino population at some point.
Would it help the elephants too?
But it would, the underground would
someone
be
someone should get them Google.
It's rhino horn.
Rhino horn.
Yeah, but also an elephant
for the
ivory
trade.
Someone should just get the Chinese Google
the
and they can Google up
these
right
now. These people are straight up poaching it. So these, I think it was Vietnam, right?
I don't remember exactly.
It was all the Asian countries, man.
No,
yeah,
one in specific.
But what I'm asking if the technique, so I understand there's a demand for rhino horn for that reason.
I don't know about
there's
elephant.
There's a demand on ivory, too. So it's the same technique for cutting off
the
rhino horn that can save the rhino.
That's true.
The
ivory is
ivory,
used for like, you know, making things. Well, this is like they want to consume it.
Consuming,
the rhino horn is just like fingernail.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's like basically what it is. It's like the same.
Someone should get these people Google and they can Google does rhino horn cure all, and it's gonna be like just no.
In a way.
One find, no.
No, you're sure it.
Yahoo Answers is pretty clear on this.
It's not even that they believe that it has any healing qualities so much as it's like a status symbol now.
No,
like,
he's right.
You
about
don't
that.
Got like a rhino horn.
Like getting a Cuban cigar.
Dude, he had like the vice the guy had a dealer come, and the guy had a fucking $11,000 hunk of rhino horn.
Yeah. This is bonkers.
They do the same thing as seahorses, too.
I would have clubbed him to death.
You do?
Seahorse, you dry it out, grind up, make pills. In China and in America, people believe that your potency, your stamina, it's all male sexual enhancement.
Seahorses
yeah,
are like
the emperor
dinosaur.
Of China was
no,
all
actually,
like,
no, they
bring
actually
me
are
his
endangered. The population's endangered. Yeah.
All right, so let's get back on Jack.
Yeah, it's getting a little muddled over here.
All right, so what's
they,
the next?
They got some dark. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
All right, so my ex-girlfriend worked for a rental car company, and it was always awesome, the stuff that people would leave in these cars. And I would subsequently get to keep everything from books to iPods.
To blow up dolls.
No blow up dolls.
People don't forget
I
that.
I got some Coke once. That was interesting.
Wow.
Woo.
Little bit. Little bag.
Little bit.
This guy.
Did you do it?
The Coke?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Random gums.
You did random Coke, huh?
No.
He didn't invite me.
You did the random Coke.
Pizza gums, man.
I mean, at a certain point in my life, I would have done the random Coke.
I didn't do the random Coke.
I'm not a Coke guy. Let me test this first.
You don't know what it is.
But at a certain point in my life, I mean, last Tuesday.
When you open up a glove box and you see a white powdery substance and a little straw, you kind of go, oh, I assume
baking
that's Coke.
Soda.
Sugar.
Put it in your coffee. You have a great productive day.
I wouldn't make assumptions.
Anyway, did not do that. But this guy, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, returned his rental car with 139 pounds of pot inside.
What?
Happy birthday!
Stop the presses.
140 pounds.
That's a bad move.
That's a lot.
That's a bad fucking move.
What? Michael Irving got stopped with a truck.
Did they turn him in?
Oh, yeah, he got in trouble.
They turned him in?
Well,
punches.
Ungrateful.
What the
he would have called back and be like, I think I left something in my car. I'd be like, no, you didn't.
He did do that. It was
you
at
left
an airport.
Half of what you're about to say.
Nope, you didn't leave anything in your car.
We're good.
Let's see. Several black duffel bags full.
Damn.
This is at an airport. So as they were cleaning it out, he just left all that shit inside. He was taken into custody, and now, because of him, they are linking this to a much larger drug ring. So this one dumbass leaving a bunch of duffel bags worth of pot in his car is now bringing this whole investigation down.
I have a question.
Do
you know how long like 139 pounds of weed would last?
A weekend.
Forever.
For you?
For me?
Yeah.
Like 24 hours.
I was going to say, how long has this show been going on?
I mean, how long does it take you to fucking drive upstate?
I would trade it for wine.
I would drive it to every college in New York State and
wine.
Discount every dealer that they had.
What a
wine and
thing
fur.
To say.
Wine, fur, and diamonds. How much can I get?
I don't know.
139 pounds of weed would net you over $1 million.
Yeah, so I would like wine, fur, and diamonds, please.
You're a pussy.
Oh, he's making this symbol at me. I don't know.
I thought it was like the vagina.
It
like.
Is. You're a pussy.
Okay, we got one more.
All
right. A really quick one, but it's segueing off the weed thing. How much is a bag of weed worth to you?
A bag of weed, nothing.
Because this guy, Walter Earl Morrison, a UPS worker, stole a $160,000 diamond ring from a cargo plane in Phoenix.
Wow. Phoenix?
Which he promptly traded for a $20 bag of weed.
Oh, God, you're so goddamn stupid. I hate assholes.
And
that's what gets you.
I'm sorry. I had a very valuable.
To be fair to that guy, I mean, $120,000. That shit's hot. You might as well get rid of that as quick as you can.
Yeah, but
yeah,
generally, I think like for stolen goods, according to TV shows, you get like 10 cents on the dollar.
Julie,
I had a family heirloom stolen from me—a very huge emerald ring. By my brother's asshole drug addicted friends. And I know what pisses me off most is that I know that's how much he sold it for. Something like that. Way under value. Please get high for life and OD because I hate you. Die. That was my goddamn ring.
But this is weed. Wow. You don't
what
get it.
What did you say, nigga?
It's a huge ass emerald.
Get high and OD.
Like this guy.
High for life and OD. I hope you fucking die.
This emerald was so obnoxiously large that I can never wear it. It looked like something that someone who's 90 from Texas would wear.
She's getting prepared for that act.
What state is this in?
This is New Mexico? No, this is Arizona. The last one was New Mexico. This is Phoenix.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean,
fucking asshole.
Oh, he's got the vapes.
I'm like starting to wear a little bit.
My stars. All right.
Let's do some hashtagging.
Hashtag.
Whoa.
Oh, he volume controlled.
Whoa.
See, we got some professionalness.
Try it.
That's a word?
As I'm sweating bullets in this hot ass room.
Ism. That's an ism.
Professional ism.
Yes, exactly right.
All right, so let's do the hashtag game here.
All right, so I'm going to just shout them out. You come up with the best. Missing ketchup prompts alleged BB gun shooting at McDonald's drive-thru. Go.
Hashtag 57 ways to die.
I like it.
Not bad. That's a thinker.
Hashtag I said pass the ketchup, bitch.
Okay.
Hashtag secret sauce.
All right, Julian.
Hashtag Heinz homicide.
Oh. Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Lou.
Wait, hashtag.
I liked it.
Boom! Yummy!
Boom! Yummy!
Brian, I'm not giving you a point, but I'm drawing a smiley face. I'm
yeah. He's thumbs up.
I'm drawing a smiley face, though.
All right.
All right, next one. Man tries to smuggle 51 turtles in his pants.
Hashtag cowabunga.
Hashtag turtle town.
Yeah. I like that. Hashtag turtle wax.
Turtle wax. Okay. Jill?
God, they were all so quick. I didn't have time. I got nothing.
I'm going Lou again on that one.
Cowabunga.
Man returns rental car with 140 pounds of pot inside. Gets arrested.
Whoops, I forgot something.
Hashtag my deposit.
How about hashtag whoops, it's in here now.
Oh, fuck you, Lou. Yeah. Lou's on fire.
I'm not even going to bother.
You're not fuck even going to play?
No, no, he's going to win. There's a point.
That he managed a callback as a hashtag.
I got another one for you, too. Hashtag dry spell.
I'm going to give you a smiley face.
I like the smiley face. I'll take that over a win any day.
Damn it. You're not tied with me for smiley faces.
I'm top.
If you do a bad one, you get a stormy cloud.
Two bad ones, you get the lightning bolt.
With the sad face? Oh, yes. Sad face stormy cloud? I like it.
All right, last one. Desperate stoner trades stolen $160,000 diamond for a $20 bag of weed.
Oh, man. Hashtag, I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to kill you, you son of a bitch.
Stormy cloud.
Yeah. I'm sorry, those are odd got feelings. You son of a bitch, I'm gonna find you, you asshole. I want my ring back, you assholes.
Hashtag this is for those people smoking on that swag.
Okay.
Hashtag I hope it was high grade.
Oh, not bad, not bad. Lou?
Damn, I don't know. Hashtag snatch.
Alright, I'll give that to Ken.
Yeah.
The Diamond Heist movie.
Now, Lou, just so you know I'm not kidding, I want you to look at the scoreboard here.
Oh, yeah. Stormy Cloud.
In last place, with one Stormy Cloud, we have Jillian. Tied for second. No, actually, second place with a happy face is Brian. Second place with a happy face and a point is Ken. And with 3 points, Lou wins.
Woo! But you didn't get a single happy face?
Pardon me, boy. Is that a chat we'll get you to? Hey, can you give me a shine?
Brian, I swear to God, if we have that Gatsby wedding, he's going to be in heaven, isn't he?
Who?
Lou.
He's going to die? Like?
And he's going to love it.
Oh,
I'm going to shoot him.
Ratata, ratata. All right, so what are we doing now?
Do you want to do Living in America or you want to do movies?
Living in America! 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 Is that new?
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
That was awesome.
The teamwork.
I like that. Fuck yeah.
Ooh. All right. Because it was mentioned prior.
Dane? Dana?
Denmark!
Dana!
Denmark.
A Nordic country in Northern Europe.
Is it?
Southwest of Sweden.
Oh.
And south of Norway. Yeah.
Wasn't that the place under the sea?
No, that was Norway.
Occupied by the Nazis for a brief period during World War II.
Under the sea. This place is filled with Vikings.
What?
What?
Sounds
your point. I figured it out that the $5 million man was jumping through the window.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, so what's the first question we got about Denmark here?
See if I can remember fifth grade. Let's go.
Denmark. I don't know if that's a proper Denmark accent.
Denmark.
It's
the Mordor accent.
Wait,
what is the flag of Denmark?
It's red and white.
Okay.
I remember that it's red and white.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's a dead goat on a fucking spit on a white background. A
it's
red
not
dead goat
that.
On a spit. Yeah.
I think it's just red and white stripes.
You're both right. I'm not going to tell you which one is truly right.
It's me. It's a picture on of three people on one side. It's Tupac. On the other side, it's Biggie. And then on top, it's Black Jesus.
What?
It's no.
They were what like, the fuck are you talking about?
He said Denmark, not Detroit.
You got much respect for that chocolate.
By the way, there's like 50 black people in Denmark.
Denmark?
Right. They are Danish. They're black Danes.
I think Denmark. I think some real urban environments.
There are black Danes. There are black Danes.
Dane Harlem? Don't get me started.
Look, you got much respect. That's all I'm saying. You know?
Who didn't chime in? Blue, did you?
Black Dames? Of course it's black Dames.
Danes.
It's some dude in suspenders, blowing like a foghorn, wearing wooden shoes.
I'll allow it. The correct answer, of course, Jillian's red and white.
Stripes. Are you sure it's not a fucking goat on a stick?
That sounds pretty legit.
All right, let's go. So next one.
All right, let's go. Well, there's some really easy ones. Let's do this. Capital.
Capital?
Capital of Denmark.
Jorgen Fliegenflorgen.
Good answer. I like it.
Copenhagen.
Good Holy answer. Holy
shit, is that for real? Wow. I was pretty close.
Copenhagen, Jorgen Fliegenflogen.
That place where you can get a burger and a sex toy.
And their native Viking tongue, I'm sure that's how it translates.
I think Brian deserves to repeat that.
The place where you get that burger and a sex toy.
Yes. I'm going to say like...
Hot buns?
Mildly big, full of white people city.
Mildly big, full of white people city.
What's the actual answer?
Mildly big, full of white people
city. Mildly big... Flugen, Fliegen, Floggen.
Yeah. No. Flugen, Fliegen, what's the real Nazi answer? Flagen.
Copenhagen, Jillian.
Yes, fifth grade, still in my head.
Copen-Nazi-Hagen.
Yeah. Heck, they didn't go willingly.
All right, let me find
them. They're semi-willing.
One. They're Vikings. Let's get this straight.
They're semi-willing. There were a lot of Jews there at the time.
I feel like I need a curveball here to offset...
Throw me off?
Offset Jillian.
What, my actual knowledge?
You're getting it right too many times.
I'm drunk. Don't
that
worry.
And I can't seem to find any good information.
Current president or prime minister, whatever they call it.
Don't have it. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Wait.
I know the answer to that. Thor. Yeah.
I didn't ask the question yet.
The Dragon Ball.
I'm going to have to dock you points for that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's not right.
I don't know. I clicked on something with Denmark and it took me to a picture of the moon, which is.
I was present to
take
you to
porn. Making me wonder where Denmark.
On the moon, bitch.
Right.
Pete, where Denmark really
Pete,
is.
I'm pretty surprised right. I didn't take you to porn.
Who is the monarch of Denmark?
Shit, I actually know that too. Fuck.
Bonus points for prime minister.
I'm going to say the monarch is the monarch and prime minister is Dr. Girlfriend.
Points.
I like that. It's. King Gustav something or other is the monarch, and the prime minister is the Hamburglar.
All righty.
I don't get it. Foreign, right?
The monarch is obviously Thor. I already gave the answers. Pete docked my fucking points. You guys should have really
it's
been
all right,
paying attention.
Because you answered now, I restore that point.
All right, very good. So I got Thor.
God of Thunder and his hammer Mjolnir.
The prime minister of this stupid country.
White guy! Supreme white guy!
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's a white guy in animal skin.
His Supreme name, white guy.
His name is Shved.
Shved? The white Sven? Guy in an animal skin.
Shved.
Okay.
Shved.
The prime minister is the two-headed Muppet from Sesame Street. And,
I barely remember that Muppet.
I just remembered what he said.
Did he win that last election? I missed yeah. that.
Wait, was that one of the honking ones?
Yeah. No, those no. were...
And the prime ministers are those two guys that are, like, making fun of everyone from the fucking...
Waldorf and Statler. Waldorf and Statler.
Waldorf and Statler. It's co-things. It's weird over there.
Yeah.
They're very democratic.
Everything's split.
Yeah,
they're all about the twos.
They have to vote twice, but for four people. It's weird. It's weird over there, man.
Out of curiosity, what are the actual answers?
The monarch is Margrethe II and Prime Minister Hel Throning-Schmidt.
Hellthroning Schmidt, my god, what a name.
This is the home of the Vikings, man. They're...
This is great. Hammerhead.
They've got some cool names.
So,
over
there. Award your points.
Climate.
The climate?
Shitty.
Cold.
Shitty cold. And cold. Both get points.
Aryan.
Wow.
It's an Aryan climate.
Obviously, since the monarch is Thor.
Yes, it
Hammersmith.
Is.
Nothing but thunder.
Yep, there's a ton of thunder there, bro. You get a point for thunder.
You are correct, sir.
And don't forget lightning. Don't forget lightning. Don't
be right. Lightning. Thunderbolt, lightning! Thunder, thunder, thundercats!
Well, they average half a year of rain, so I'm going to give you that point.
Half a year of rain? That's how they average it?
Damn. It just comes down like...
They don't average it inches or anything. Like, we average it in time.
Right. That's why the Viking... That's why the Viking men went other places. They're like, oh, yeah, stay here, raise our kids. We're going to go and raid. Yeah, you can go southwards tonight.
Okay. All right, what's next?
Oh, I found an obscure one. Mm-hmm. What major toy company comes from Denmark?
Mattel?
Big Brute Bitches. It's a sex toy company.
Nice.
They make Barbie's alter ego.
Sven's Sword Company.
Sven Swords.
Yeah.
It's like limpy ass.
Sven's Swords happens to be SS. Weird.
Wait, change my mind. It's log.
Log. It's big. All right, so what's the actual answer?
Lego.
Don't pee on the
really? Oh, that makes sense. It's Lego.
They sound like the
it's
other...
It's totally
the,
Lego,
the,
yeah.
The Build a Block.
But Denmark seems more like a Mega Block to me.
Mega Block.
Or Log.
All right.
They sound like a totally Duplo nation.
Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln Logs. Little people. Is. Lincoln Logs.
Have you ever played with Lincoln Logs? They're awesome.
Fuck yeah. You build a fucking like,
log cabin.
One thing.
Log castle.
You can build one thing, fort. A log house. That's right. The end of it.
No, if you got the big enough bucket, you can build a fort.
If there's one thing I want from my grandparents' house, I want those Lincoln Logs. I love those Lincoln Logs.
Delving into the childhood of Ken over here.
I had a fort.
Right.
Oh, Lincoln Logs.
I got Lincoln Logs every fucking
year. I had a little house in the fort, too.
I might have built the cabin.
I built a barracks. I also built an outhouse.
We reenacted a lot of Civil War battles.
Yeah. These things suck. I stack them all day and build different layered log shit houses. I hate them.
Right. It's a log project.
Log shit house.
It's a log project.
Religion.
Religion?
Protestant.
Fucking Nordic gods.
Nordic gods.
Protestant and Jewish.
Obviously, they
believe in Viking mythology. they believe heavily in Viking mythology.
Thor, Odin's son, of course.
Yeah.
Someone say dark metal.
By Odin's beard, you're right.
Yeah, that's true. They pray to Talos.
Talos! Holy shit, Luke gets a nerd point there.
That's so nerdy, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Elder Scrolls, bitch.
Thick, lush beards.
Yeah.
Brian also.
Oh, they do have a beer competition over there. Like the mustache competition, does it go over there? Probably.
Correct answer.
Thick, lush beards. Thank
Protestants.
You.
Protestants.
Lutheran.
Thank
Holy
you.
Holy shit.
They got history, bitch!
They got out of fucking, like, worshipping snakes and
well,
shit.
It's considered the Church of Denmark, which is officially established from the Lutheran tradition. So I'm going to call Lutheran. I'm going
to
give Jillian
I wish
that point.
Mikey were here to see me remember my history like that.
Hi!
Hi!
That's Hi!
Thank you, Mikey.
Here. Mikey, what's your favorite cereal?
Apple Jacks, bitch!
Alright. Alright, finally, last question.
Wait, I got a question for Mikey. Mikey, what'd you have for breakfast today, bro?
Apple Jacks, bitch!
What did you say to them as they were placed in front of you?
Hi!
Mikey, if I were to take you to a diner right now, what would you order?
Apple Jacks, bitch!
And what would you say to the waitress?
Hi.
What did you say to
her? Don't try to step on our two soundbite game.
What would you have for breakfast tomorrow?
Apple Jacks, bitch!
Damn, he stumped me.
Alright, so what's the last question?
I want the official greeting of Denmark.
Greeting of Denmark, man.
I got this easy. They slam their hammers together overhead. Two guys stand overhead, slam hammers together.
By Odin's raven. Yeah. Boom!
Makes a huge
lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Can I get my actual guests out of the way since it's not fun?
Okay.
Guten Tag?
No. God.
Yeah. So far, I'm not even close. No nation near it says that.
Way to, like, really guess at things, Jill.
Yeah. I try.
God.
That's how I got into the Ivy League.
I'm docking
you
points.
I try.
I'm docking you points.
What, for trying?
That's what you get for trying.
Take two away for trying.
Where do you think you are, Cornell?
No.
You are in the Paint It Black podcast.
I'm
we punish intelligence. We reward racism.
We punish intelligence. We reward racism.
All right, to greet your fellow man, you have to forge a sword.
I like where this is going.
And as it's burning orange hot, you both tap each other on the bare bottom with it.
Lou, and
then dip your ass in the water.
Lou, there's just one detail I need to know. Where is this sword forged, and where do you dip your axe?
Mordor.
And where do you dip your axe?
The Skyforge.
No, it was in the wars of Lake Minnetonka.
If you keep going with Skyrim shit, you're gonna win.
No. It was the waters of Lake Minnetonka. Was the correct answer.
No, it wasn't.
But yes, this it was.
Is great. The Skyforge in the realm of Dragonheim. Yeah.
The correct was it Denmark? Hello, is they start to slow dance to Kiss from a Rose. What?
They really love Seal up there.
Heidi Klum is from Germany. But they do that weird like open hand dance it.
Where they're like the real way that I people from.
I can see them doing that with like
prom dance. They both grab each other by the waist. 1-2-1-2
I can see them doing that with their beards tied together.
That's how they say. You got this all fucked up. That's how they say goodbye, dude. How they really say hello is the two people have about a 2 or 3 pound salmon, and they're swinging up overhead and slapping together like a high five.
You just love them slapping love shit slaps, together.
Yeah. All right, I have my results. For most correct answers, meaning knows the real world Denmark. Jillian, of course, got that one.
Thank you.
For the most wrong answers, meaning shit wrong. How did you know? Brian tied with Jillian.
Everyone, take your Denmark best friend and start to slow dance.
Lou, can you find the Skyrim theme for
me? I really can.
All right, so let's hear it.
I'm waiting for Lou to find the true answer to Denmark.
They slow dance to this song, dude. It's like goodbye, hello, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Guten Tag. All
right, here we go.
All right, now hush that, because we need to announce the winner. This is the true anthem of Denmark, because Lou got the best answers. Ready for it?
I'm ready.
This is how they greet each other, forging swords to this.
Touch each other on the ass. That you are my shield brother from now on.
By Odin's raven.
By Jorgen Flurgen Fliegen of the Third Septum.
My undying allegiance to Heimdall and Fjordor.
Skyrim?
Oh, yeah.
Geeks!
I'm just making up Norse shit at this point.
What the fuck? Yeah. Skyrim is basically like a Game of Thrones. He's like, yeah, nerds.
Don't
nerds.
Turn the song still off. Nerds. I'm not done.
Still nerds. Now get to the dipping in the asses in the water.
By the hoary hosts of Hogoth, be gone with thee.
And as the moon settled in the cold mist.
They continue.
In the realm of Agatha over the Hrothgar Mountains lies the castle of Dragonheim.
Wait, Lou,
where the great sword Hrothgar
does rest. And they dip their asses in a pond.
And then you greet your neighbor with an ass dip in a pond.
I think it's all come full circle, right?
Yeah.
Cut that for a second. Their national anthem, the seal song, right? And it comes to your thing, ba-da-da, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Wow.
Ta-da, ra-ta-ta.
Oh, wow.
Ba-ta-ta, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. You want to do movies?
Yeah, give me one sec right here. Let's finish it off. I got the papers too, Lou.
It's so warm in here.
Ooh, I am dying.
Price of admission.
I'm so warm. I feel like I've been greeted by my Danish brother.
Right. So let's make it short and quick, Pete.
You're in this. Mm-hmm. The Skyforge. That actually works better. All right, first movie this week is Denzel Washington.
I love it.
The Equalizer. Directed by Antoine Fuqua.
Antoine. I know him from The Hood.
Everyone What's it likes. About? Denzel plays McCall. The man believes he has put his mysterious past behind him and dedicated himself to beginning a new quiet life.
when he meets Terry.
So he plays a Denzel character.
Yeah. Actually, a young girl under the control of an ultra-violent Russian gangsters, he can't stand idly by. He has to help her. Armed with hidden skills that allow him to serve vengeance against anyone who would brutalize the helpless.
Which is beating people up and shooting them.
He comes out of self-imposed retirement and finds his desire for justice reawakened.
No one's missing this movie? Liam.
No, because Denzel started this shit with, like, Man on Fire.
No. Denzel but as his friend who comes in and says, you know, just in case you want to know, you had a really nice funeral. Like, that should have been played by Liam.
Like, Liam Neeson would come in there and Denzel would know what he's up to and shoot him before he even tried anything.
No, as his friend who comes in, the guy in the promo.
He doesn't have friends.
There's nobody, when Denzel's on a tear, there's nobody more badass than Denzel.
Nobody, except for maybe Arnold.
Well, he's a different kind of killer.
Yeah, Arnold.
Denzel has you strapped over the trunk of a car with a bomb in your ass.
Denzel.
Yeah. As he taunts you.
Much better.
Schwarzenegger's got a minigun.
Denzel kills you with his smile and his attitude.
Yeah.
Denzel's just like,
I wish
Peter Schwarzenegger shoots a helicopter out of the time. Sky and
Peter.
Yeah, he repeats your name a lot.
Schwarzenegger comes in and is like,
Lou. I smash your head.
Lou.
You know when I said I'd kill you last?
I lied.
Lou, you're wrong, Lou.
It's smash your head.
You're wrong.
What? Lou.
That's all he does.
Lou.
Hi, Lou.
He was in Predator. He's like, you're one ugly. I smash your head.
No. He says that.
Whoa! Did Schwarzenegger just walk in here?
Motherfucker. I don't remember it that way. That was doctored.
I smash your head.
So we're gonna do the game
and then
once we're done with this Schwarzenegger
and Predator was all like,
the guy took my teeth and punched them.
Punch my teeth! Punch me in my teeth!
I smash your head! Chew
bubble gum! I cannot even blow bubbles! Cannot blow bubbles!
Alright, never gonna get old.
Play the game theme!
Play the theme.
Play the theme. Closest without going over, the critic score. Jillian, raising hands. Go.
Haters gonna hate 32.
32.
69, because that shit's sexy.
69. It is sexy.
I was gonna go around there.
43.
43? Okay.
Because fuck you.
69. Jillian, what was yours?
32.
32.
75.
Ken's got it. 59.
$59.
$18. Fuck yous.
What was it actually?
59. 10 away from sexy.
Oh, literally, it was 59?
10 away from sexy. I like that. 10 away from sexy. I like that.
Almost fresh, right?
My rap name.
Fresh is what, 60?
You're 59ers.
10 away from sexy.
Right. Most importantly, I want to see this.
It looks cool, man.
It's good.
Hey, you can't go wrong with Denzel movie, man.
I fucking love Denzel Washington. Awesome. Antoine Fuqua is a great director, too.
Fuqua.
Yeah. Right.
Despite his really lame name.
Pete, I want you to tell me what else is coming out this week.
Yeah.
What else? Mm-hmm. You're just trying to rush along because you are sweating bullets.
Yeah. And, I got
and you're not?
No. Lou, how you doing?
Under the eyes, right
I've
there.
I've got the vapors.
I also got a pee, like so.
All right.
Right there, you can do it.
There's only two more.
All
right. See the box trolls.
Excuse me. I've never seen so much excitement about a cartoon movie before, man. Like, that has been all over my...
Who's making this?
I forget the...
I'm imagining Pixar because...
No, it's not. It's not Pixar.
DreamWorks?
It's the people who did Coraline and Paranorman. Both good movies.
Dude. Really? Coraline.
Were they?
These are stop motion. They're not CG.
Ooh. Boo. Two thumbs down. Boo.
What,
Coraline.
This box trolls? I just want to see what they look like.
They look like dickheads. I don't know, man.
Trolls in a box.
No, but like I was down before the Coraline.
Stars Ben Kingsley, Toni Collette, Elle Fanning, Jared Harris, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
I love their voices.
Richard Ayoade, Tracy Morgan.
Oh, man.
He's all right. He didn't get the terrible accent.
Who?
Tracy Morgan?
He's the only like non-British guy I just named.
I'm saying he got into a terrible accident.
Oh, accident! Yes.
I assume
because this is a stop-motion animation movie that they filmed this about 8 years ago.
Oh, I was gonna say because that's how long it takes. Like, if this is a stop-motion movie, it wasn't a big deal that he was like incapacitated.
Oh,
like,
it just means this is frame by frame animation. It's a company called Leica Pictures.
Cool. I'm gonna vote go straight up. I saw so much hype about this movie. I'm gonna say 83.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 35.
53.
Even if I had kids, I'd be like, why do you want to go see that gay ass shit? 25.
Ken wins again. 71.
Wow. Damn. This looks like shit to me.
Total garbage.
It's probably the kind of movie.
Bullshit.
That is too weird to actually watch.
Hey, don't you kids want to see that Penguin movie?
No.
Come on.
Nope.
I'm not seeing some gay ass box trolls. Were you in the closet? No, that's not happening.
Gay ass box. Brian's got to pee so bad. It's okay, so hot. He's actually shushing other people in the room.
I have to pee too. We'll see you can hold off the longest.
Final movie. Jimmy, All Is By My Side.
That sounds like a dick movie. Yeah.
It's the biopic of Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yes! Playing Jimmy? Wait,
One, is this the one with the guy from Captain America or Andre 3000?
This is the Andre 3000.
Ooh. Yes! 100!
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
100! 95, because they're assholes. 95.
Imogen Poots is in this. My favorite named actress ever.
I thought you were talking about a claymation figure. I had no idea.
Imogen Poots?
Is that a disease?
I got some boots.
It's
I got
French, the, bitch.
It gets worse, the Imogen boots.
I got laid up with the Imogen boots.
Alright, I'm going to guess on this. I love Jimmy, man. 75. Easy.
75.
Easy, 75.
I said
95.
95.
82.
Okay.
She's right on the money, 95.
Actually, one person is right on the money, so you're not going to beat him.
I was going to say 96, probably.
He cheated because his arm's already up. It's Brian.
I didn't cheat. I just knew when I was right.
What did he say?
75. Really? On the nose.
Wow. Hit is going to hate.
Like, Hendrix, like...
Yo, Lou. Ba-da-da, ra-ta-ta-ta.
I hate you for...
Lou, how do you feel about losing? Ra-ta-ta.
I'm not dealing with it very well, ra-ta-ta.
It's all right. There's other games to play. I would pray. Ra-ta-ta.
Probably gonna other go
game
by.
To pray, Ratata.
You lose much honor.
I did. I rack a discipline.
Rack a discipline.
Alright, let's call it a night because this poor guy is bleeding.
Let's throw the plugs. Table 583 Comic Con. 2.5 weeks, man. I can't believe that's happening.
Holy
wild.
Shit. Yeah. Alright. I gotta talk to you after that about this. Mm-hmm. But Facebook, Twitter, PIB Comics, email, paintablockcomics@gmail.com. So on and so forth. Come say hi at New York Comic Con. Say hello so you listen to this, and we'll give you something.
All right.
All right, later.
Close the door behind you.